So before I get into today's podcast topic, first, I just want to say thank you to all of you, all the fans of Natural News who have spoken out in and posted comments on all the coverage we've received across the independent media for being banned by Facebook. Facebook deleted our Natural News page, wiping out 3 million or about almost 3 million followers, and deleted everything we'd ever posted. And we received coverage, positive coverage about all of this techno tyranny. We were written about in bigleaguepolitics.com, allnewspipeline.com, breitbart.com, infowars.com, the Gateway Pundit, and many, many, many other independent media organizations and publishers. And I thank all those for covering the fact that we have been just completely deplatformed by Facebook. And in fact, Breitbart was writing their article. They wrote that we were bigger than Infowars.com in terms of our Facebook likes. Not that that matters, because Facebook is always shadow banning. They've been doing it for years, so it doesn't even matter how many followers you have. It's how many followers they allow to see your post. And Facebook has been shadow banning Natural News for many years. So even though we had almost 3 million followers, they would let maybe 300 people see a post. So it's not like we were getting, you know, what we're supposed to be getting in terms of traffic from Facebook. Nevertheless, we really appreciate all the coverage and all the outpouring of support. But what I learned in just the last few hours is that Facebook now says that they banned us because of an article that I wrote that we did not post on Facebook. And it's an article that calls for protecting children from being physically maimed or chemically castrated by LGBT parents who are pushing children into an LGBT lifestyle through indoctrination and social engineering, because it's now the new progressive in thing to have a transgender child. And so my article said we cannot have a society where we allow this child abuse, this maiming, this disfiguring of children to appease the LGBT agenda. And I hope you agree with that, but I mean, I hope you agree with the premise of my article. But Facebook did not agree. And they said, but again, we didn't even post that on Facebook. So apparently Facebook went to Natural News and read all the other articles that we did not post on Facebook and decided that they felt offended by this article that talked about the LGBT disfiguring and maiming and chemical castration of children. And they didn't like that article. Because, of course, you can't protect children in this world today. So we live in a world now where to be considered tolerant, you have to support the chemical castration of children. And also, of course, the infanticide of children. You have to stand up and applaud children being born and then being murdered because the mother changed her mind and doesn't want the baby anymore. That's now the law of the land in New York and other places, and you have to applaud that. Well, I'm here to tell you today, I do not in any way apologize to anyone for declaring that maiming or murdering children is wrong, because I stand on principle. My principles do not go with the flow of society. My principles are solid. They're rooted in some core foundational beliefs. And one of those beliefs is that all lives have value, which you would think that would be an idea that progressives would embrace, to say, well, all lives have value. Yeah, I believe that the lives of gay people have value. I believe that the lives of transgender adults have value. I believe that the lives of Christians have value. The lives of African Americans have value, and so on and so forth. I believe that the lives of autistic children have value. The lives of Down syndrome babies also have value. And because I believe that, I believe it's wrong to cause harm and suffering to children. While I agree that it's up to individuals to decide how they wish to live their adult lives, and I would not oppose an adult announcing or pursuing a gay lifestyle or even a transgender lifestyle as an adult, if that's what they wish. I'm a libertarian on that issue. Adults should be able to choose what they want. But when it comes to indoctrinating children and then subjecting children to chemical abuse or child abuse or psychological abuse, we must oppose that if we value the lives of everyone. Let children grow up without the pressures of this latest fad, this transgenderism fad, which, trust me, in another 20 years, it's going to be out of fashion. It's not going to be the in thing anymore. Today, it's an attention gainer for children. They go to school and they suddenly announce that they're transgender, and then all of a sudden they get all this attention and the teachers are fawning all over them and they get special privileges. That's not natural. That's not normal. And that's not going to last. It's a fad. I say let children grow up in a normal, healthy family environment, or as close to it as we can manage in today's chaotic society, but then let them decide what they want to be as adults. Don't have parents pressuring children to be transgenders. So I do not apologize in any way for defending children against child abuse. And that's, you know, we live in a society today where most people, they just want to be accepted. They just want to be liked, literally liked, and then virtually liked online. I've got many, many likes. You know, no, you don't. None of that even matters. If you're chasing likes, then you have no principles, because the popular concepts of the time are always a moving target. And in fact, an increasingly twisted target. Like, for example, just as a very relevant example here. A generation ago, almost all adult Americans would say that pedophilia is bad. And then the liberal media started pushing all these stories in the last few years that claimed, in their words, that pedophilia was just another kind of sexual orientation and that it shouldn't be punished. And then I think Snapchat put out a filter. It was like, love knows no age. They're trying to say there's no, I guess what they were saying, man-child love was totally okay with them and things like that. Well, they're trying to normalize pedophilia because, well, that's the next thing that they're doing. And if you're always chasing the next thing, then you're never going to have principles. Principles of all children have value as human beings, even unborn children, for example, or the recently born. If you have principles, you cannot be a person of the popular culture. And there's probably a Bible quote about this that I don't know because I'm not a Bible scholar, but I think I've heard quotes from the Bible about this. Or people who read the Bible a lot say, you know, cannot really be in the world if you have principles, because you can't be saturated with the insanity of the current pop culture trend. So I made a decision long ago to operate with core principles and values. And guess what? I've been consistent over all of my work. In fact, if you go back 20 years and you read Natural News or News Target earlier, back from in 2003, or even the earlier work that I published on other sites before that, you'll find that my work has always been consistent about respecting human liberty, but also adhering to fundamental values. So I've not wavered, and I've never tried to be the in thing or to catch the wave of the latest trend. I've always worked to operate with basic human principles, which really come down to love, believe it or not, for other human beings, compassion for human beings. Sometimes when you protect human beings, you also need to be a warrior in the sense of fighting against those who would threaten humans or would harm humans. And if you don't understand that there are a lot of people in the world today that are predators when it comes to children, or who are into, you know, child trafficking or child abuse or all kinds of weird twisted stuff that I don't even want to mention. If you don't understand that that's real and that's happening out there, then you don't really know the world in which we live. And it's a sick, twisted world. And if you don't have principles in this world, then how do you even know which way you're sailing your ship? How do you even have any idea where you're going or what you're doing or what your purpose is? If you don't have principles, you're lost, even if you're popular. And I'd rather be guided by biblical principles or divine principles than to be popular or liked or trending or to have a platform on social media. I'd rather be banned on social media and embraced by God than to be banned by God but embraced by Mark Zuckerberg. So I'm just going to leave it with that quote, because I think that's the most prescient part of this entire discussion here. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com, now the most banned health site in the world, and also the most loved health site by millions of people who come to our website every day and read what we have to offer the world. And our message is consistent. Our message is pro-life in every great sense of the term, not just about abortion, but about you living and you exploring your greatest potential and you awakening and expanding your knowledge and consciousness and living life to its fullest. That's what we support. That's what we're all about. And if those ideas do not resonate with the trendiness and the pop culture themes of the day, then guess what? I am not a person of this culture. I am a person who answers to a much higher purpose than popularity. And I think you are too. So thank you for your support. Thank you for reading naturalnews.com. Be well. Learn about the benefits of cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition, healthrangerstore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, healthrangerstore.com is where you find it.